And now our regular guest Joan Lewis is here once again with news of all that's been happening here in the Vatican over the past week.
You know, if you and I were just to sit here and list the headlines, which I just may do, we could almost fill the entire spot of time allowed to us. But, I mean, since we were last on the air here, we had the Pope's butler found guilty, given a sentence. The sentence was abbreviated, and it is widely believed the Holy Father is going to pardon him. So that's a case that's occupied the papers for a long time. Very fortunately for the Holy Father, for the church, that now has receded a little bit into the, you know, backspaces of people's minds and the papers, because Sunday that verdict came out last weekend, and then of course last Sunday we had the opening of the Synod, a beautiful, beautiful Mass in St. Peter's Square, opening the 3-week-long Synod on the new evangelization. And you have the naming of two new doctors of the church. You have the Pope's audience this week talking about the year of faith, which he was going to inaugurate the next day. And at that audience, we had the introduction of Arabic as one of the official languages now of the prayers and the catechesis summary at the general audience.
Which so, certainly makes a lot of sense when you think that the church originated in what are now the Arabic-speaking
countries, exactly. And you and I have had, both of us have had a lot of experience in that part of the world. And, you know, I have to tell you, when I was working at the Vatican Information Service, I'm going to say 5 or 6 years into my working there, so it was in the mid-90s, I remember saying just trips that maybe, of course, the Pope had gone to Lebanon, but just world headlines, so many other things. I remember saying, you know, at some point, this church, we have got to, here in Rome, at the Vatican, deal with Arabic and Chinese. And now, Chinese was the first language to come on the Vatican website, and any of our listeners can go to Vatican.va and find Chinese on the upper left of the of your screen in the language choice. And then Arabic now being introduced at the audience. What I did, I did a mini video on the young priest from the Secretariat of State as he first came out and did the reading, because there's always a reading every Wednesday at the audience. And I did a little video of that and posted it on my YouTube page, Jones Rome. And then at the end of the audience, when he was giving in Arabic the summary of the Pope's catechesis for the day, I taped the video of that, and then that segued right into the Pope's very brief words in Arabic. And I mean, here you have an 85-year-old Holy Father who doesn't cease to want to learn something new. And languages, he already speaks so many, speaks them very well. But you know what? If speaking 10 words, 12 words in Arabic puts him in touch with a very big part of the world, or a very small portion of that big part of the world, then he's done a wonderful thing. So kudos, really, to the Vatican for recognizing this and putting it in their audience. So, and then we'll go back to the audience in a minute and its theme of the Year of Faith, but Sunday was remarkable, the Mass opening, the Synod, the 262 Synod Fathers, the largest number ever to attend a Synod, which they began in 1969 after Vatican Council II, whose 50th anniversary we are also celebrating. And but the lovely, one of the remarkable things about Sunday was the Pope naming two new doctors of the Church. So we now have 35, and we now have 4 women, because one of the saints named was Saint Hildegard, one of the new doctors, I mean, was Saint Hildegard of Bingen. And so she is the 4th to join Saint Teresa of Avila, Catherine of Siena, and Thérèse of Lisieux. So, doctors of the Church, it's a topic which could take up an entire show, the origin of the word from docere, Latin, to teach. And interestingly enough, all 35 doctors are saints. 4 of those are greats. So we have Saints Albert the Great, Basil, Gregory, and Leo. But so that was a very big day for the Church, even if the Pope had not been beginning a synod on the new evangelization. And the Pope said at that time, too, that in his homily Sunday, he said the Church exists to evangelize. That was the command given by Jesus 2,000 years ago to the apostles, to the disciples, to go out and teach. to go to all nations. And what he defined, distinguished, I should say, the Pope distinguished between the missio ad gentes, which is going out and teaching people who've never heard of Christ in his church, teaching them for the first time. But that's not the scope of this evangelization. It is outreach to those people for whom the gospel no longer has any meaning. They've fallen away from their faith. God is maybe not a part of their life. So it's reaching out to those people.
Well, we better talk quickly about the Year of Faith.
Oh, heavens, yes.
kicking off on the opening, the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the opening of Vatican II. Of course, on October 11th.
Well, that was a very, very beautiful day. The amazing ceremony. Hopefully people saw it, or minimum pictures, but the over 400 bishops, the Synod Fathers and many others, the presidents of Episcopal conferences throughout the world, processing into St. Peter's Square. And the Lord was very good, because we've had wonderful weather for the audience, for the Mass last Sunday, for the Mass on Thursday, and then, of course, it rained like the next day. But in any event, the powerful message of the Pope linking the ongoing synod, the new evangelization, with Vatican Council II, whose main scope, he said, it was not a dogmatic constitution. It wasn't out there to pronounce new dogmas, but to reinvigorate the faithful with the faith, teaching them the faith again. And, of course, I mean, we know there were many big changes out of that three-year council. Most of the people listening to us today will think the first change they'll think of is the liturgy. So on the anniversary of an event that happened 50 years ago, then we might have some listeners who, you know, were not alive at the time, but it was a huge life-changing event. Those who grew up in the church that followed, who grew up, for example, with English or French or Italian in Mass instead of Latin, that's all they will have never known, so for them it won't be a change. But for a lot of us who did grow up, Mass was all in Latin, and then we had it in the vernacular. It was a way to become closer to our faith and to the church. So we have a Year of Faith. There's a whole bunch of initiatives proposed by the church. There are initiatives taking place at the level of dioceses throughout the world and right on down to parishes. But, you know, the thing is, with the Year of Faith and with the new evangelization, both events involve all of us. They don't involve just the hierarchy who's out there to write a document and then they're going to teach us. It involves all of us either as objects of that faith, of that evangelization, or it involves all of us as subjects of getting it out precisely to the people your daughter mentioned. You know, where has that loss come about? Is it just in the family? Then that's where the church has to start again.
Well, so very good, Joan. You've wrapped it up pretty well in just a few minutes. So
we'll draw a breath and get ready for next week.
Okay, very good. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Many thanks there to our regular guest, Joan Lewis, for bringing us up to date with all that's been happening here in the Vatican over the past 7 days.